placed around us, God, and that you're continuing to place upon us. And Father, we pray and ask all these things in Jesus Christ's name. We pray, amen, amen, and God bless. We welcome you this morning. Hold tight as we go ahead and get started on the teaching this morning.
All participants are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the new, thank you, and welcome to the Creating a Prayer Culture for God Prayer Line Podcast Live. Amen. We welcome you on this new day, this new morning. Amen. And we thank you for joining with us. Amen. As we grow together in Christ, it's such a blessing that we all can grow together in Him. And so, welcome, welcome, welcome. God is good. Amen. And He continues to give us that physical and spiritual food, amen, as we continue to pray that the God of hosts, amen, will continue to feed us hungry souls with physical and spiritual food, which is that bread of life. And so, good morning. Welcome on this Saturday morning, March the 16th, 2024. I am Phoebe Davis, and I'm here alongside of my husband, Pastor Eric Davis, amen. And so, we thank God for our pastors, Pastor Lester and Sharon Hayes. And we thank God for our brothers and sisters in Christ, all of you faithful followers, amen, all of you who are joining in with us. We thank God for you. Thank you for being with us, amen. And so as we continue on this morning, just want to start out here this morning in the book of Psalms, the 63rd chapter, starting here at verse 1, amen. And as we were talking about David on Thursday night, amen, and also we were talking out of the book of John, the 6th chapter, and even if we turn right there real quick to the book of John, the 6th chapter real quick, we'll jump on there, amen, and then we'll get back over there to Psalms, the 63rd chapter. But there in the book of John, in the 6th chapter where we've been talking about the bread of life, amen. Oh, thank God for his bread, amen. The bread that has been feeding us and keeping us, amen, and just building us up. And we thank God for the book of John. We thank God for, as Jesus was teaching those, as the disciples, as he was preparing them and getting them ready, amen, and he was revealing to them who he was, amen. And as they had just saw the miracle, amen, of when he was feeding the 5,000 and how he prepared them and got them ready, amen, and there was an instruction that Jesus had given for them, amen. And we thank God for, you know, the bread of life. We thank God for Jesus and how even here, amen, he was revealing to them so that they would know, amen. And so Jesus was sent down by his Father, amen, to be our bread of life, to heal us, to strengthen us, amen, to help us to be able to see that he was exactly who his Father had sent him down to be, amen. And Jesus did not allow anything to change him from that. And so we thank God for Jesus. Even on today, one of the verses of today, amen, for Saturday, March 16, 2024, comes out of the book of Romans, the 6th chapter and the 23rd verse out of the King James Bible. And it reads as this: for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So as we see, when it talks about for the wages of sin. For the wages of sin is death, which means for that the payment of sin. When we hear that word wages, and I always think on like when we're being paid, what we're getting paid for, what we're working for. And so, you know, on jobs, we work and we get paid, you know, money, which is our wages. We get paid for what we do. But when we look at this here, scripture, for the wages of sin is death. And as you listen to it, it says exactly what it means. For the wages of sin is death. But if we go back up to the book of Romans, the 22nd chapter, and it reads as this, and you know, when we're talking here and we're talking about, you know, yielding that new life to God, and as we've been learning how the bread of life is, you know, Jesus, he was that food that they needed. He's the food that we need, amen. That food that nourishes us, that food that helps us. It makes us aware. It removes those blinders off of our eyes and we're able to see it. And if we go back up to the book of Romans, the 6th chapter and the 22nd verse. Well, no, let's go up here to verse 20. So let's go to the book of Romans, the 6th chapter, starting at the 21st verse. And I'm going to be reading this morning out of the King James Bible translation. Won't be before you long. Just want to just share some quick word with us. Amen. The word of God as we head out on our day today. And so verse 20 reads, it starts reading as this: for when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. Okay. And it goes on to say, for when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. And understand, it's saying, that's when, before, when we were servants to sin, we're no longer not that. We are free in Christ. We've accepted Christ into our life. Amen. We repented. We've accepted him into our life. We're filled with the baptism of his Holy Spirit. We thank God for the Holy Spirit who helps us and reveals to us. But I love here when it's talking about now that we're living this new life. Amen. Now that we're living for Christ. And now that we've tasted and we're seeing, you know, that the Lord is good, we're trusting in him. We know and understand that Jesus is that bread of life. He is that true bread. As we learned on Thursday night, remember when the woman who was at the well, as Jesus was having this conversation with her, remember Jesus mentioned to her to give them him as water. Amen. Give them him. Praise God. Because that living water that Jesus had, amen, that well was never going to run dry. And we see what happens when we have eternal life in Christ. Once we accepted him and he begins to build us, he begins to teach us. Praise God. And we see here in the book of Romans, here we're Paul, because remember Paul, now that Paul's life had been changed and Paul was following after Christ, come on, Paul was teaching the things of God, amen. He was teaching about Jesus. It was no longer about him, amen. Remember, he had an encounter with Christ that changed his life. And we understand and know that when you have that true road to Damascus experience with Christ, amen, it changes your life for the better. As Jesus, when he spoke there to the woman at the well, and Jesus spoke to her and said, give me to drink, because he knew, amen, that her life would never be the same. And anyone that she came in contact with and shared with them about what she had experienced, what had happened to her life. Amen. He said, give me the drink. Jesus wanted her to give him for people to drink. Amen. Jesus is the bread of life. Amen. He spoke it. He taught it there in the book of John, the 6th chapter, round about the 35th verse as it goes on down. But here in the book of Romans, I love it. It tells us what we'll receive, amen, once we repent and turn away from sin. Well, 20 says, for when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. 21, what fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. That's the payment for sin, is death. But as we read on in verse 22, and now this is the book of Romans, the 6th chapter. We started at verse 20, and we're reading out of the King James Bible translation this morning. And verse 22 says, but now being made free from sin, but now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. Now that we are free from sin, amen, we are no longer bound to it. It no longer controls our life. This is why we continuously have to pray every day. We have to repent every day. Well, first, we repent before we pray, because we want to make sure that we clear up anything that may be in our way that's blocking us. Anything there, amen, that's trying to control us and overtake us. So we want to make sure that we are right and in that place with Christ. But it goes on to say, for the wages of sin is death. There's nothing great about sin, amen. There's no reward there. We're limited, amen, because we're doing those things that go against God. We're doing those things that he speaks against. He speaks it against here in his word. He gives us all throughout the word of God those things, amen, that can separate us from God. Those things that block us from communication with him, amen. We want to be freed up and have complete communication from him so that we can understand and know. That's why we know that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's that help, amen. Remember, he died on the cross for us. They didn't put Jesus on the cross, amen. He did it voluntarily. He went to the cross voluntarily. And guess what? Jesus gave up the ghost. They took nothing from him. He gave up the ghost because he knew what it was that he was going to have to do in order for us to have this freedom, in order for us to know the truth. He did this, amen. Remember, as he prepared the disciples, he was getting them ready so that they could continue to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. They were going to be the ones. We are the ones who are out here sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And even though there are things that are coming against us, amen, those things are only pushing us closer to Christ. It's only pushing us closer to him. Why? Because we know but the gift of God is eternal life through who? Jesus Christ, our Lord. But eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. I want the eternal life, amen. even though we know there's a time appointed for us to die. But we want to make sure that first we die to sin, to this fleshly sin, amen, so that we can become alive in Christ, amen, so that when our time comes for us to die, we want to make sure that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We want to make sure that we're present with him. Sin does not make us strong. It makes us weaker because it has us so weak, amen, because we're not taking on the things of God. Sin is not going to grow us or build us up, amen. It's not going to free us. It's only going to cause you to be entangled even the more. That's what the payment for sin is. Oh, but praise God. That gift of God, that is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The same Jesus that the disciples, he taught them, praise God, in the book of John, the 6th chapter. Remember, as he taught them about who he is, the bread of life, amen. I'll jump back there real quick. Glory to God. I'll jump back over here real quick. But in the book of John, the 6th chapter and the 35th verse in the King James Bible, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Then it goes on, the Jews murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. And it is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. You see, as Jesus begins to teach them, as he begins to reveal to him, amen. As Jesus has been placed there to protect, amen, and preserve those who have come to him. This is why it's so important that we eat that the bread of life, amen. Eat this word, eat this truth. David even said, the word of God I've hidden in my heart so that what? So that I shall not sin against thee. Because we know this is the only thing that's going to satisfy us is the truth. The only thing that's going to keep us from sin is the word of God, the word of truth. God's word is truth. It's like a medicine. It brings life to us, spiritual life, amen. And in this spiritual life that it brings to us, it helps us in this natural life, in which we live. We want eternal life through Jesus Christ. We want to die in Christ, amen. But we also know too that we have to continue to repent and ask God to forgive us sometime all throughout the day. And we have to pray and ask him to help us so that we don't continue in sin. Remember, Paul even taught that in the book of Galatians, amen. When Paul taught it, should we continue living in sin so that grace may abound? Paul goes on to say it, and we'll go there, amen, in the book of Galatians. As we see, we're learning, amen. We're learning some things about what the scripture entails and what the scriptures teach us so that we don't have to be walking around here not knowing. As Paul was teaching us, amen. He was revealing to us so that we would not continue going around living in sin. When he talked about, should we continue on? Oh, that's in the book of Romans. I'm sorry, I said it's the book of Romans, praise God, chapter 6, verse 1. And what shall we say then? And I'm reading out of the King James Bible. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? So now, as we're learning there, we started at the book of Romans, the 6th chapter, the 20th verse, and we read up to the 23rd verse. And as we're learning it out of the King James Bible, and then I had us to go back there to the book of Romans, the 6th chapter, starting at verse 1. And here is Paul saying, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? And then as he goes on in verse 2, he says, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? How can we continue to do this? Amen. As followers of Christ, not genuine, true, born again believers who are truly following after Christ, he's letting us know we can't continue living in sin. Amen. Without feeling that guilt, you know, that guilty conscience, amen. Well, we're led to where we have to repent because we can't do it. That's the genuine, true followers of Christ. And so this is why it's so important that we understand that Jesus is that bread of life, just like he was that water to that woman at the well, amen, that brought her out of that life of darkness, just like he was teaching the disciples about he was the bread of life. He was the one. He was the help. He is the help. In verse 3 there in the book of Romans, the 6th chapter, in the 3rd verse, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Thank you, Jesus, for being that bread of life to us. Thank you for your truth that is letting us know now that we have been freed up in Christ. He's teaching us, this is how you're going to maintain. This is how you're going to stay safe. Amen. This is how you're going to stay saved. We always talk about the book of Proverbs, the 18th chapter and the 10th verse out of the King James Bible. For the name of the Lord is the strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are safe. How do we learn about this safe place in Christ? Well, we learn it from the bread of life, Jesus. He's the true bread, amen. He's that food that our body needs. Remember, in the book of John, the 6th chapter and the 35th verse in the King James Bible, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. We want that eternal life that Jesus has to offer. Even if we go back to the book of John, the 3rd chapter and the 16th verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But it starts with believing on him. We have to believe that Jesus is the bread of life. We have to believe in what his word says. We have to believe and we have to trust. It's called faith. We got to have faith. How do he teach us that? Remember, we said we don't have to know and understand everything, but we have to first believe. God will teach us as we go. He will reveal to us as we go. So that now that we've been freed from sin, we don't have to continue to keep going back to it. I love how Pastor Lester was teaching in one of the scriptures that he had been teaching to us, amen, a scripture that over the years, over time, we go back to and we visit frequently, but Jeremiah, the 15th chapter in the 16th verse, and I'm going to be bringing it to a close. But the final scripture this morning I want to share is the book of Jeremiah, the 15th chapter and the 16th verse out of the King James Bible. And it reads as this: Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Thy words were found and I did eat. That's the word of God that I found. And not only did I just eat it then, but praise God, continuing to eat it now. This is how we're able to remain free. This is how we're staying free.
Thank God when we run to that righteous tower, we don't have to be running to a specific place and location. God is omnipresent, amen? No matter where we are, we can run with him. We can run to him. As we trust in the Lord, not trusting in man, but trusting in God. Again, the book of Jeremiah, the 15th chapter and the 16th verse out of the King James Bible. It reads as this. Thy words were found. Woo, glory. Think about it. Thy words were found. Thank you, Jesus. And I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. We find the word of God. We eat it, amen. And this is what helps us. This is what keeps us, amen, from sin. The more we eat of God's word, his truth, remember that eternal life, that's the payment we want to receive. Even though we're going to die, amen, but we want to make sure that when we die in Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this time, God. We thank you for this day, God, that you have given us, Lord. You've given us your truth this morning. You have revealed it to us through your word. For the word of God is that life to us, is that life unto our spirit. We thank you for even as Jeremiah was teaching us in the word of God and the book of Jeremiah, the 15th chapter in the 16th verse. That thy words were found and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, of mine heart, for I am called by thee, by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. God, we just praise you this morning, Lord, that we're up this morning, March the 16th, 2024, God, just seeking after more of your word, seeking after more of your truth. God, we can't do anything without your word. We can't do anything without your truth. But because of your word and your truth, God, as it is growing in us, oh, Father God, it's pushing out all those things, those fear, those doubts, God, that disbelief, God. It's removing all those things out because, God, we're believing. We believe. We know the truth now, God. It's making us free. And so, Father, we thank you for this day and every day that you've given us. We don't know everything, God, but we're learning. You're teaching us, oh God. And in that teaching, it's helping us to believe even the more. It says, Jesus spoke to the disciples, do you believe? Amen. Oh, but hey, we're becoming like Jeremiah, God. Your words, oh God, your words were found, and oh, did we eat, and we are eating, and it is becoming a rejoicing to our hearts. It's like a breath of fresh air, amen, when we taste of the word of God. It opens up our hearts and our minds, and it causes us to rejoice in the Lord. So thank you, Jesus, for the eternal life. Thank you for being the bread of life. Thank you for being that nourishment to us. Thank you that now we're thirsting and we're hungering for you, God. We're thirsty and hungry for you. But we pray and ask all these things in Jesus Christ's name. We pray, amen, amen, amen. I tell you, thank you, Jesus. It just brings
all participants are muted.